This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Don't you think that Lindsay is going to be there for me at, at the end?
Yeah, she'll be there for you.
We're up against it.
Yeah. Lindsay takes very good care of you right now.
Because he's still functionable.
Functionable.
Well.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I don't care if they're filming at night.
They're filming from
I saw Paris Hilton clear as day at nighttime, and that was 25 years ago.
Are you talking about one night in Paris?
Yes. Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
That's what's trending. Coming up next, we will talk a lot about different... I
Why
screwed
can't
it up.
You get this?
I know.
It's very simple.
8:15.
We can discuss it. In
I know. Morning. I've got too many. I know. We're gonna have more content coming up, and it's gonna be. It's going to be dynamic and amazing.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
You youngs don't appreciate the talent that came before. Nothing that happened before 2010 exists in your mind. And T-Pain is the most underrated artist of our time.
He's underappreciated.
Greg, who would you say? Sister Hazel?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor!
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, adults?
Good morning.
What's poppin',
Thursday show, and that means that we will talk with the Red Sox front office in the form of Sam Kennedy at 9 this morning, and apparently, at least yesterday, as goes Roldis Chapman, so goes the Boston Red Sox, and that hitless streak, which was at 50 consecutive batters, ended yesterday.
Yeah.
And so did the opportunity for the Red Sox to win that game.
I thought they were going to pull it out, especially in the ninth when they tied the game up. I was like, all right, it looks like it And then it's just they let it get away from them. But, you know, they win the series.
Yep. Yep.
You know, my boy Big Stash. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. We got to figure out who that fourth guy is. We got a lot of guys working for that spot.
I mean, would a new nickname work? Like, yeah. I'm maybe switching things up, like a slump buster or something? Would that?
About Big Crash?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it might be time for the Stash to go. Who knows?
Maybe. That is a drastic move. You're suggesting that he shaved the facial hair.
Well, I mean, I guess we'll see what the next outing brings.
Now, is a reality show, Greg. Slump busters in real time, players struggling, trying to pick up bigger women.
Well, you know baseball players, they're like, you know, very...
Also, very polite how you said bigger women.
Yes.
Well, it's Thursday. I want to get to the weekend unscathed.
That's how Ray Charles used to do it. He used to feel their wrist.
You've been oddly obsessed with blind pianists over the last couple days.
Well, it's very interesting.
Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Both on your mind lately.
If you ever seen the movie Ray?
I have.
He used to feel their wrists.
He used to feel the wrists, and the bigger the wrists, he used to know that, like, okay, they were a little bit beefier.
Oh.
But I believe he preferred the BBW.
Oh, he did?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I never knew that about Ray Charles. They didn't really go deep into that in the film.
Yeah, I think they touched on it a little bit. Learn something new every day.
Should have been more of that.
You gotta read between the lines, Greg.
We need to have Wiggy do VOs over the course of the day with The More You Know.
Yeah.
The More You Know.
Yeah, you learn a lot of things.
Ray Charles, field wrists, felt wrists to see how fat they
were. Stevie was never really blind.
Well, loss for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Patriots, it sounds like, may be without a defensive coordinator, at least through the weekend. And I guess it's better than if it were the offensive coordinator, because I'm assuming Mike Vrabel can handle the defense. But
Shine would love that if it was the offensive coordinator.
yes, he would. But I don't know what's going on there. It's kind of scary.
And Mike Vrabel said that it had nothing to do with what he was dealing with health-wise before.
Well, but he said he was going for testing.
Right.
Yeah, so it must be something
Something
different.
Health-related, though.
But it's not whatever it was the last time he had to miss time, which is just terrible that you're dealing with so many different things.
Yeah.
You know,
I would just say, you know, to him, just get your health right and... You know, if you got to take the year off, take the year off, figure it out. You know, that's more important than coaching and, you know, figure out what's going on and come back. You know, because obviously that level of football, any level of football, is a stressful situation for players and coaches. And if you're dealing with something health related that, you know, the stress could maybe bring something else on, just you got to take care of yourself out there. I mean, I was with New England in 2001 when we lost Dick Rabine, who was our quarterback coach at the time, you know, and you just got to be careful in certain situations.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a game that they need to win.
Oh,
So
must win.
It would be nice if there were no further roadblocks that were put in the way of the football team in advance of Sunday.
But you make a good point, Greg. Defensively, Vrabel should be able to, and those guys should be able to, you know, fill in and pick up the slack.
It's like when Jackson steps in for Shine, I believe. Yes, Curtis?
It's so weird to me because since Dick Rabine, I feel like there was never any issues with the coaching staff health-wise, and it's been... It feels like every year. Who was was it the offensive line coach who had to leave a couple years ago?
Adrian Clem.
And this is not, you know, unique to, like, this is the third or fourth occasion with this gentleman. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just say, take some time. Like, he's been trying to come back, and clearly, whether it's related directly to what was it before, I'm sure it's his health is deteriorating or there's something that's not going away. So coaching on the sideline in 100 degrees on Sunday wouldn't be the best place.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably for him a smart move. And again, it's not like you can't overcome it. And are they getting Gonzalez back or not? I've seen a back and forth on that. Like, some saying yes and others saying no, it's another week without him.
If you're a teammate of his, Wiggs, and you know that he was able to play Tyreek Hill pretty well last year or whenever the first time they met, are you saying, hey, we need you?
I mean, you're kind of – you're not really saying anything to him because you know what the injury is, right? Like, if you know that he could play and he's maybe like 70%, you might say, hey – we need you, but I think if he's 70-80%, he plays.
So, no, you guys would not pressure somebody else.
No.
Which is rich,
considering how much time you spend on this show pressuring your teammates who are taking flex days.
I told you.
Am I correct, Curtis? You were taking a 2-week vacation with your family.
Right.
And yeah, but I never said 2 weeks about Curtis.
And the man was all over you.
Yeah, I changed my motto. I changed my motto. If everybody's taking flex days, my mother said, listen, there's no need to swim upriver. You know, just do what everybody else is doing. Go with the current.
Right. I would avoid the Charles at all costs, yeah, if we're being honest.
Like Curtis, take the flex time.
Thanks, babe.
You know, when my time comes, I'm definitely going to take it.
Especially yesterday, we were team building.
Yeah, we were team building. It was a good turnout. Everybody showed up.
It was.
You know?
We did.
Everybody, but.
No.
Yep, I had stuff going on. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I didn't say you. There were other people.
Scheim had a soccer game.
I didn't see.
It's all right. We can get it all out
Jones
there.
And Keith
if you must know, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I'm not good at getting blood work done. Needed blood work done. Wasn't feeling good after. And then, if you must know, when I got home, the AC broke and was leaking everywhere. While I was taking out all of my summer clothes to switch over to fall, I had to go to the other closet, take all the bags out of there, water everywhere.
Did you call 911?
No. Santo called the people that needed to come. Yeah. I met the two guys. They said they had to come back today with some filter.
Did they listen to the show?
I don't know.
Did you call the landlord and they had to come? He had to get the people to come?
I don't know who Santo called.
See, now you're going to have to do it on your own. When you're Bill Erica, you're going to have to figure that out.
That is true.
Did they tell you you needed a new roof?
No, but they did ask me if I had a step stool. I'm like, no, I don't have a step stool.
Did they want you to do a mammogram?
They didn't bring a ladder with them right now?
Who'd you call?
What kind of a service did you call? They should have their own step stool.
I'm telling you, Santo was like, did the guys show up? I said, yeah, you would not be happy with the state of what's going on here.
Yeah.
It's like you call one of my boys. Like they need ladders. They go, hey, you got some tools in
the glasses. Looking up on the roof or something.
Yeah.
Wow. The roof.
Also,
the
of course, so we had, it was a really, really nice event. Mm-hmm. And we got everybody in the building here, the salespeople, the traffic department, engineers, all of them together and did a little team building thing at a new place, which is in Southie called Park City.
Nice place, but too.
You liked it.
I did.
You liked it until about halfway through.
Yeah.
Curtis, were you there when Coach had a major issue with what was going on?
No, I left right after the group photo.
Curtis was there.
I was there.
I would think I was talking to him about issue.
Was that when you and Curtis were talking? So they have families there.
This is a
very nice outdoor place.
Yes.
They have a bunch of like a jungle gym and things. So families are playing. Wiggy is watching a family who has their dog with them.
Of course.
And then he loses his mind because the dog was licking something on the ground and might eventually lick the child. Now, he didn't see that happen.
No. I saw the dog. I know. Here's where you're twisting the story. The dog licks something, and then the baby that couldn't have been, I don't know.
Was not walking. It was
seven,
crawling.
8 months old. Then put whatever the dog was licking in his mouth.
Right.
Put whatever that was.
It's great for their immune system, I hear.
Okay.
Great to have dogs.
Thanks, Dwight.
I am so with Wiggy was doing a live broadcast of the poor parenting at Park City last night.
Ugh.
And it is so true. People bring their kids to places now, and it's like, oh, it's Loco's job to watch Mackenzie today. It's not mine. And if your kid isn't even walking yet,
right,
it's not that hard to pay attention.
Right.
They can't get that far in 20 minutes.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, Curtis, but Park City is a bar. The guy ID'd me to get in. So the fact that you have kids there.
Well, it's a family-friendly bar.
No, but then it doesn't matter.
But that's their whole thing. That's their whole shtick.
Okay, so can I take my 8-month-old to a strip club?
No.
Would you be cool with that and say
very
it's a
different.
Family-friendly thing?
I don't think
thing?
It's the same. It's not really the same.
There's no jungle gym there.
But Park City did a great job to make it outdoors so that parents can enjoy getting an adult beverage while their kids are also there.
But there's nothing. It's really the intent of it is that parents can have 5 drinks while they're trying to take care of their kids.
Right.
And they're not even taking care of the kids. And there's no jungle gym there.
There's swings.
There's no swings there.
Yeah, there are.
Okay. No, it's like
sand.
It's a fake AstroTurf with the cornhole thing on it, which it's not for. Cornhole's not for a 15-month-old. And then there's layers where you sit on that you walk up that are pretty high and that the kids are on. And guess what? If if little Bobby stumbles off that thing, it's going to be a situation because it goes up pretty high.
They
the
have
steps.
They have musical acts sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's geared towards kids. I think it's a great spot. Right,
was, the guy was
families.
Singing country music last night. I don't think it was geared toward the 7 month old. It's just a and it's a there's a area like a parking lot of strollers. Curtis, how many strollers were there?
There was like 24.
And people are just drinking, and the kids are just willy-nilly. No one's paying attention.
And to say, like, and I get it, it is a beautiful spot. The food was awesome.
Yes.
I had not been. It was really cool. I'm definitely going back. It's just there is this, like, there is no spot where parents are unable to drink with their kids. They literally do it everywhere. So, like, if you're going out to a place and you're 10 feet away from your toddler drinking, not looking at them, you are an awful parent.
Yeah, I was Hawkeye.
And Wiggy was spot on. He was, like, pointing it out. Wiggy was, like, the offensive coordinator from the booth, looking down. Showing.
Yes, I was like, watch the kid up there. Be careful, little Bobby. I'm like, please, somebody grab that. You know, because I have three kids, and I know that I understand people need a break. But if you can't get the babysitter, guess what? Maybe you have to stay in with the kid.
I'm amazed that you were able to say so much about it in between wings.
Oh, yeah, like, the wings were good.
What was your grade on the wings?
I would say those are out of 10. I'd probably say I'd give those a 7.5.
Really?
Yeah, they were, what the hell were they? Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Now, you prefer the lemon pepper.
Yeah, I prefer the lemon pepper.
As is well documented on the show, but the salt and pepper weren't bad.
Right. It's a beautiful place. I was like, this is a whole nother pot of Celtic. I had no clue where it was. It is a great place as a stage. There was a guy who came on and started singing the drinks. But
Did you get the spritz?
No.
They have like a bunch of different spritz
flavors. I got watermelon vodka, which was actually pretty good. Mm. I just, you know, Curtis and I were talking because he has a young kid at that age. And I'm just like, it's tough for a parent to be there amongst friends and still, because at that age, kids need to be, you need to be on them all the time. And I'm just like, there should be no kid-friendly bars.
Now, here's a text on the Subaru of New England text line, 508 text, that says babies are actually, it's probably from a dad, babies are actually a big hit when you bring them to a strip club. So, I mean,
honestly,
I think it means like, for the dances, though.
Great conversation starter, though, if you're a dad, and you got to bring the whole seat in and ask somebody to move over if you're sitting down front.
The dancer's like, hey, I got a couple kids at home. You might want to take care of mine, too. Yeah.
Also, can you clarify a text for you?
Yeah.
The two guys who came to fix the AC, did they ask you to take your top off or just to get, was it just to get the step stool?
No, I wouldn't have been surprised, honestly, at that point with the way my day was going. It was just, the guy was like, I've been calling when I answered the door. I said, really? I don't have any missed calls. Well, is your husband here? I said, no, he's not. I'm here to meet you. And he's like looking at his phone. I said, well, you're here. Come on in.
That's kind of sexist, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't tell him what's wrong with the AC.
I couldn't, but he didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't know that. Oh, wow. This is Mike from Florida. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How we doing today?
What's up?
Wiggy, I couldn't agree with you more. The kids at the bars thing, look, okay, sometimes I get it. You got something you got to go to. You got to bring your kid to a bar. But when you're bringing your kid to a bar, remember, your kid is in a bar. Pay attention to your kid. There's all kinds of things that kids can get into. The problem isn't the kids being brought into the bar. It's the problem is the parents treating their kids like they're in the damn children's museum while they're in a bar, while other people are in the bar trying to enjoy the bar. And you, now you got this little kid there, you know, you want to use a little bit of choice language because you're in a bar and you should be able to talk freely. Now I've got to worry about, you know, Sally over there, she's climbing up the bar stool, about to fall back and hit her damn head because mommy and daddy are there having a freaking cocktail and not paying attention to their kid.
You guys are so judgmental.
I think it's really nice when my friends, it's not judgmental.
It's not judgmental to expect a parent to pay attention to their kid. That's not judgmental. If the parent brings their kid to the bar and the kid is behaving, right, there's nothing to judge there. Oh, look at what a nice behaved kid. But when you see the parents just like not paying attention and the kid's like running out the front door and they're just having a freaking martini, it's unbelievable. I see it all the time. Of course, I'm in Florida, It's even worse down
you
here.
You live in Florida. I mean,
anything goes.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yeah, you got to watch the kids if you're bringing them.
But
out.
How? You can't because, like you're drinking, you're talking to other adults there, your friends there. So it's really difficult to do that.
Yeah, but I have friends that take their kids if we're watching like on football Sundays, like take their children to Lincoln, and
they're
no
not
issue.
Paying attention to
no, they are.
That Courtney, it's impossible. It's like the people who say I get more work done when I'm at home. It's a lie. There's so much other stuff going on. So if you bring your kid to a bar, you're engaging with other adults. Because Curtis and I were looking at it. The adults were talking to each other. The dads were over in a corner. Right. The game was on TV. So you're not able to watch your kid like that. And if you're saying that, that's just a bull-faced lie.
My assessment of it was the moms were watching the kids and the dads were standing there with a beer watching what was going on, which is normally the way it works.
Yeah, also right. Sexist.
It is, yeah. 100%. Yep. Like, listen, great time. We had a lot of fun yesterday. We missed you, Courtney, but you had important things going on.
Yes.
So, all right. Leeds coming up in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20, and we will certainly talk about what Jaylen Brown said about playing for another NBA team.
I missed this.
Huh?
I missed
really?
This, man.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't want to give it away, but he might like to play elsewhere. Yeah. Apparently, he may have a family member who is attempting to convince him to play elsewhere.
Wow.
So, which family member, given recent events?
We will get to that coming up. News with Courtney at 7:45. Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, in a half an hour at 6:45. And then the front office report with Sam Kennedy on this show at 9. Here is Courtney now with what is trending this first hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Before I get into what's trending, just want to say it is September 11th. A lot of people that listen to the show every single day were affected by that day. So thinking of all of those that were affected this morning. The Red Sox dropped the final with the Athletics 5-4 with an A's walk-off off of Aroldis Chapman. Peyton Tolley only went 2 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 2. But before the game, Alex Cora had said that it was going to be a limited start for him. The guys are off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. Over to the NFL. Greg brought it up, but Mike Vrabel announced that defensive coordinator Terrell Williams will be taking some time away from the team ahead of the Pats Week 2 matchup with the Dolphins. Vrabel said that Williams' current situation is not related to the non-disclosed medical situation back in March that resulted in him missing some time in May as well. When it comes to practice yesterday, some didn't participate. Christian Gonzalez, Harold Landry, Morgan Moses, Keon White. So those guys keep an eye out when it comes to on Sunday. And can I say Greg right again? Because Brock Purdy's toe and left shoulder injuries do look like he will be sidelined this weekend.
Wow.
Meaning all
Let's go, Mac.
Are on Mac Jones.
Do you see the line has already changed like by 3.5 points?
They are saying that the toe injury is worse than the left shoulder injury. It looks like it's going to be Mac time.
Okay.
We've got Thursday Night Football tonight. Commanders at Packers. 8:15 kickoff. Now, for the boomers, it is not on in our area when it comes to cable.
How many QR codes do I need?
Probably just one.
Okay.
It is going to be on Prime Video. So get your kids to FaceTime, figure it out before kickoff.
I got that, baby.
Okay, there you go.
I got Prime.
Good. Are you sharing it with Brees and Julia? Because,
yeah, of course.
Well, you got it. Can there only be one person on at a time?
No, all the faces come up, okay. And then you just select. And
he probably has a Prime button on his remote. Make it simple.
No, I use the blue talk into it thing.
Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah. The speaker. Excellent. Yeah.
Extra cheese.
The blue talk into it thing.
Yeah, I love that.
That's what I use.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
All right.
I'm like, Siri, play the football game. What?
Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We've got everybody's leads coming up next.
Well, it's a Thursday, and that means we are very lead efficient on this show because Bill O'Brien will join us in about 15 or 20 minutes, and that is the Black Crowes, and Twice as Hard for a lead song this morning. And leads are brought to you today by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. It's happening right now. And visit SubaruofNewEngland.com to learn more. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So everybody here believes that the Patriots need to win on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. Not saying it's a must win, but it's a need to win. And I agree, and I feel like a lot of the public agrees, as the line has now moved. Originally, it opened Patriots plus 2.5 in Miami. It is now a half a point spread. Miami is only favored by a half a point, so it's basically almost a pick 'em at this point in the game.
Part of that is because we are watching Mike McDaniel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Implode before our eyes.
100%.
Are we getting to his audio? Or are we getting to Tua's audio during they said it?
We're going to hear from Tua today during they said it, Greg.
I have an idea for your Sunday football show that sort of go outside the box.
Okay.
Let's get Miami's wastewater, compare it to Nantucket, see who has more blood.
Ooh, I like it. That's very good, Curtis.
Okay.
I had a business idea last night that I was talking with. I had a foundation event last night, and a friend of mine, Ken Sadowski, is known as the beverage whisperer.
Yes.
Because he does a lot of work with beverages.
Yes.
Somebody ought to make ACK water, which is loaded up with, I don't know if you can legally do that.
Nope, you can't.
But it's, huh?
You definitely can't.
It's like putting fluoride in your water.
Put it in the water?
Yeah, no, I believe cocaine is fully illegal.
Okay, all right. Yep. Yes, anyway, true. I mean, I thought that was a pretty good business idea. It'd get you up and going without a cup of coffee in the morning.
You could make it an energy drink.
You could.
And just call it Nantucket water.
Yeah. You could do that.
Anyway, sorry.
Go all good.
The number two water in the business. It's the sewer water. But what? Yes. What?
Don't blow this, Greg.
If you need a little bump when it comes to getting ready in the morning, try ACK water. Okay. Go ahead.
I was reading an article by Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano on ESPN, and they were talking about how the Dolphins. This is, as Dan Graziano puts it, a team that he's not sure, needs a win more than any other team in the NFL in Miami in week two. And so I just get worried that with the line movement, everybody seems to be on New England. This, to me, is a kitchen sink game for the Miami Dolphins because they have the Buffalo Bills the following week. And so if they're going to get a win, it's going to be this week because it's not going to be next week. And so I just find myself worrying that they are going to throw absolutely everything they have at you in order to somehow try and get a win, and you just need to be prepared for it. Mike Vrabel and this defense, especially with Terrell Williams not going to be there to call the plays, needs to be prepared for whatever the Miami Dolphins want to do. If you're not, it is going to become a disaster in this city. People are going to lose their minds regardless of how Drake May looks, because you're going to lose to a team that looks so flat and discombobulated and a total mess. So I would just say right now, nobody believes in the Miami Dolphins, and that might be the scariest thing.
Okay, Shine, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Short and sweet here, Greg. Awful day in America yesterday, today being 9/11, a day that we all forgot about the political ideologies and learned to support and hug neighbors that we were enduring this horrific tragedy 24 years ago. And what happened yesterday in Utah was despicable. The bedrock of America is the willing and free ability to debate ideas. It is, we are seeking a more perfect union, meaning we always have room for improvement. The only way you get that is by allowing people to disagree in public squares. 20 points is the margin that the young vote flipped from Biden to Trump in 2024. And almost all of that can be laid at the feet now in the deceased life of Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk was able to do that not by big ad campaigns, but by walking onto college campuses and presenting an opposing viewpoint and respectfully disagreeing. His life is remarkable. It is disgusting that it was cut this short. And there is no way out of where we are unless we allow people to disagree civilly. And I find that the timing of what occurred yesterday into, you know, today to be, I don't know, it just was noteworthy to me. And rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. And I pray that the legacy of Charlie Kirk going forward is that we honor how he lived by disagreeing civilly as much as possible.
If I could leapfrog, because you and I are simpatico this morning.
Same.
And it was 24 years ago that this country was attacked in New York City and Washington, D.C., and it was, I was on the radio at the time on WAAF, and it was first time in my life where the country that I lived in had come under attack, and it was in the aftermath, I would argue, the last time that this country was completely united. And days after, the president at the time, George Bush, went to Ground Zero and grabbed a megaphone from a firefighter and said this.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City and New Jersey and Connecticut as we mourn the loss of thousands of our citizens. I can hear you. I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon. The nation sends its love and compassion to everybody who is here.
It is... Yesterday was so disturbing, Curtis. It was, I could not stop thinking about it. And the rhetoric that comes from both sides has got to be toned down.
And when people are, when you have people who on either side, on the fringe element, there are people that are troubled in both of those elements.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are suggesting that one person is wants to be a dictator, that the other person is this, you are radicalizing people who are not in a good spot anyway. And so, listen, there's always another election. There's always other candidates. The country has survived somehow for a couple hundred years. It's for somebody like Charlie Kirk, who, as Curtis said, was out and about participating on college campuses in intelligent, friendly, intellectual debate, to be shot like that in cold blood is disturbing. It is a disturbing moment, one of the more disturbing moments other than September 11th in my life. So, yes. Go ahead. Did you want to leapfrog also?
Yes, if I could, because I think it's really important, especially on our show, because we talk politics sometimes, and I think it's pretty clear where people lean, and I've been very vocal. Trump's not my guy. I probably disagree with 99.9% of what Charlie Kirk believed in. But I consumed his content. Whether it was on TikTok, whether it was watching on YouTube, the way in which he went about and went to different college campuses and had, like Greg said, respectful debate with others who disagreed with him is exactly what this country needs. And watching people who voted very similarly to the way I vote, and the way in which they immediately jump to conspiracy theories or immediately jump to celebrating this person who, if you don't agree, like me, don't agree with him politically, he is a husband, he father of two young children, and that's where we've lost the plot. Like, I look around this country, and the fact that we think it's okay to take another person's life because we disagree with them politically is so sad, makes me so angry. I was at a loss for words most of yesterday. Obviously, the videos that are out there are videos that will never escape my mind. Like, it was so horrific to watch. And we've become so desensitized in this country with the mass shootings, the children that are killed all the time in schools. There was a shooting yesterday in Denver at the same exact time. To have breaking news of a political assassination, to then show a school in Denver where mm-hmm. three children were shot, I don't know how it gets better, but yep. Let me tell you, shooting somebody, killing somebody because you disagree with their politics is not the way out. And Greg's so right. I'm so glad you said this, because calling somebody a Nazi over and over again, calling people these horrendous names, are only going to make people that are so lost think it's okay yep. to go after them and kill them. It mm. is. It is. It was a horrific day yesterday.
You have the senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, day before Charlie was shot. So on Tuesday, say that this is a war for our country
mm-hmm.
and that I'm paraphrasing, but we must do whatever it takes to win the war. There are people that hear that.
Yep.
First of all, he doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe it's a war for our country. Give me a break. There's going to be another election. Work hard and get work on getting your candidate. Be a candidate yourself. Like he doesn't believe it. He's right. saying it to get people riled up. The problem is there are people that get riled up and think it's okay to shoot and kill somebody who's the father of two young daughters.
Right. And right. like the people that now want to argue with me, saying like, Courtney, so you don't believe in truth and fact? No, I don't believe in certain ways in which he believes things should be handled. Yep. Let's just say that. Yep. I'm not going to get into my politics with you. You know, I usually lean left. He leans right. That's fine.
Yeah.
I respect the guy. And I think that this is not the answer at all. And I was so disgusted with the way a lot of people on the left dealt with the rhetoric yesterday.
I would say this, and like, you know, this is kind of what America has been for thousands of years. And you got to have courage to do this, because there are two things that I've learned at a very young age, that religion and politics, people are ready to kill and ready to die for. You know, so seeing the assassination of this guy, Charlie Kirk, is like the assassination of whether it was JFK or Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. You know, when you're somebody who stands out there and has a, you know, a belief on how they feel about politics, regardless of what that is, there's always going to be psychos on the other side that are going to be willing to pick up a gun and remove you from this earth.
Yep.
So All right. You just, hey, you got to have courage to do that.
Well, more on that, because a national manhunt is underway for the shooter. More on that during the news at 7:45. And I think that may be the first time we all leapfrogged on one lead.
Got them done by 6:43.
And got them done. And Bill O'Brien, who is the head coach of Boston College football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Join us next. The head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, is brought to you on this show by Verizon and by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices, everyday tags throughout the store, and save on the items that you buy the most. Bill O'Brien, good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Greg.
I got to tell you something. Ran into somebody who knows you, and they were upset, and I didn't even know. They were upset that we had not congratulated you on this show on accomplishing an athletic feat that I have been unable to do in 8,000 rounds of golf that I've played in my life. Earlier this summer, did you get a hole-in-one?
I did. Now, I would preface all this by telling you that I'm a 20 handicap. I'm not very good. Yeah, I love to play golf.
Like Shime. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not very good. And it was a part, obviously part three, 156 yard downhill, and it was one bouncing in. It was a beautiful thing. My son was with me. It was awesome.
Did you buy everybody around afterwards?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
Of course. Of course.
Bill, that was a tough loss last weekend. You guys fought very hard. But to make it to two overtimes and then lose in that fashion, how did the guys handle that? How did you handle that? And how is it moving forward?
Yeah, no, it was tough. It was frustrating. You know, we give Michigan State credit. They made more plays than we did. But, like, what I did is on Sunday came in, there was 178 plays in the game, right? And I would say that 25 of those plays were what I would call, you know, bad ball. And if we can just really eliminate the majority of those plays, you know, cut that down. It's never going to be perfect, but cut that down. Then we have a real shot to do something. But until we figure that out, until we figure out how, you know, how not to lose, like, then we're not going to be able to win. And so we have to figure that out. And these guys have had a really good week of practice, and we're excited for the next opportunity.
Can I ask you, because I was curious, during the second overtime, you got very heated on the sideline at one point. I just want to know what happened there in your mind. Was it a late sub by MSU? Did they used to call you Tea Kettle Bill? Is that what it was?
Teapot.
It was four. Yeah, you call me whatever you want to call me. Four times in the game. They had 12 guys in the huddle with the quarterback in the huddle. And then they would run the 12th guy out of the huddle back to the sideline. That's illegal. So, like, it happened multiple times. And one time the guy told me he missed it, and then the next time, whatever. So I was just, yeah, I was just having a friendly conversation. Can we not miss that call again?
I loved it.
Bill, you talked about the ability to get the run game going. Seems like, you struggled there, and you also struggled a little bit defending the run. Talk about the importance of, obviously, where the game is won and lost in the trenches and making sure you take care of business on both sides of the football.
Yeah, we definitely have to improve the running game. Look, we've worked hard on it. I think, you know, we've looked at it very, our coaching staff's really looked at it closely to make some changes relative to how we do it personnel-wise, formationally, and things like that. I think we're on the right track. And then defensively, you know, we were in position to make a lot of plays. We had 15 missed tackles in the game. And so we got to tackle better. So we tackled a lot on Tuesday and Wednesday. And, you know, again, I said that to you guys last week. You know, I think early in the season it comes down to tackling and, you know, taking care of the ball. We definitely have to tackle better. That's something that we worked hard on this week.
Billy, how hard is it to build something when the college program, the manner in which college teams are created these days in football is so different? It seems like year by year you're going to have an influx of new players at different skill positions. How do you create something that's sustainable given that roster turnover?
Yeah, that's something that I think about every single day. I think it depends on where you're at, right? So we're at Boston College, which, as you guys know, look, this is a special place. This is a place where you can get an incredible degree in the greatest city in the world. This is a place that is a very spiritual place. It'll teach you about how important it is to give back to the community. And so I think you have to wrap your brain around the fact that we're not going to be 70 in and 70 out. We want to develop players. High school recruiting will be the main way that we do it. We have a good process here. We feel like we're on the right track, but eventually we're going to have to do it. Nobody realizes that more than me. I've been doing this a long time, but I like where we're at in recruiting. I think this team that we have right now has a chance to be good if we can eliminate some of the stuff we've been doing, and we'll be on the right track. But I think we have to. We can't be the portal school. That's just not who Boston College is. Who we are is developing players, helping players get better both on and off the field.
Speaking of being on the right track, from your perspective, is Charlie Baker and the NCAA on the right track when it comes to this salary cap that they're talking about?
I really, I have a lot of respect for Charlie Baker. I really do. I know him. I've met him. I've been around him. I think that's a very difficult job, Greg. I think that the way that this is headed right now over the next 4 or 5 years, I just don't. I'm not sure where the NCAA is going to be. I don't have a great history with the NCAA from when I was at Penn State and how they doled out the punishment to Penn State 12 years ago, 13 years ago. So I don't really have a whole lot to say about them. The salary cap and all that. Look, if we're trying to go down this road of making this an even playing field, there's a lot that goes into that, right? There's no CBA. There's no, antitrust laws right now that we have to obey. And so it's kind of a wild, wild west type of situation. And like I said earlier, I think at Boston College, we're on the right track with how we're attacking this. from an administrative perspective. And, you know, I think we just got to keep chipping away.
Bill, are you welcome at Gillette Stadium? Because there are some that aren't. There are some that are not, apparently.
I think so. I'm not speeding down Route 1 to get to Gillette Stadium these days, but I feel like I'm welcome.
Okay. Are you welcome in Chapel Hill?
I have a good relationship with Coach Belichick, but I don't think they would be like welcoming me with open arms in Chapel Hill since we're in the same conference.
I know you and Bill Belichick have a good relationship, but as a head coach, what does that do for players if you're not letting certain scouts come and watch your players who are trying to get to the next level?
So I think my philosophy on that is when I learned a lot about this again when I went to Penn State. You know, Coach Paterno at Penn State, he didn't have the best relationship with the NFL, and so he was very strict in when he let them in. For me, I think it's important to let them in. I let them in all the time, with the exception of the day before the game when we really don't practice. We're just doing a walkthrough. So they can come in all the time, because what I think is, for us at BC, you know, we have four or five teams at every single practice because we have some pro prospects on this team. And it helps the energy of practice, because these guys, what I tell them is, like, the only thing I require is, hey, man, make sure you wear your emblem, right? You know, the Patriots, the Colts, the, you know, the Bears, whoever's showing up, like, so that the players see that, hey, the NFL's here. I think it's important for us at BC to let these guys in and show them who we are.
Did you get to watch any of that Patriots game Sunday?
I saw bits and pieces of it. You know, I had it on in the background, but I could not tell you that I, you know, really watched it closely.
Shime is calling for Josh McDaniel's head. Just, it's one game in, by the way.
No, Shime. Well, everybody's got to take it's one game. I mean, it's a long season. Nobody's better than Mike Vrabel at getting guys to improve. I told you guys this. When Mike worked for me in Houston, he started out, he was the linebacker coach. He improved so many of the guys that he coached: Clowney, Merciless, Cushing. Those guys, like, took big jumps in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.